Being a professional isn't about the money you make, the position you hold, your level of expertise, or fame. It's the motivation and the attitude you bring to your work. A desire for always learning and improving, and balancing your creative output with getting the business done. Welcome and join the Creating Pros. Hi, and welcome back to Creating Pros. I'm your host, Jim Nettles. This week, I want to talk about one of those sort of realization moments that we all get to have every now and then. And it's as I've been working on a number of projects, and I was working with somebody over the weekend and sitting there and doing some kind of coaching them on some things. And we got to talking a little bit about how they were stuck in what they were working on. I said, okay, great. Well, one of the things that I often have recommended that people do, and this has been one of those things that's been really productive for me over the years, is sometimes you just need to change where you're at, you know, change your location. Going back to a lot of years, you know, even pre-pandemic days and things like this, as a writer, you know, a lot of the writing groups and things like that I've done over the years, you know, we've met at a variety of coffee shops, place like that, because it just sort of tends to be a natural place where creative types tend to congregate. You know, if we look back through time, you know, we've seen long periods of time where writers congregate at pubs, coffee shops, all this sort of thing. If we look at a lot of the writers writing these days, we've seen stories of everybody from J.K. Rowling on down, you know, talk about the fact that they did a lot of their writing sitting in coffee shops. If we even look back at the more bohemian days of France, you know, in the post-World War I era, we saw that creative communities, bohemian communities, exploded around and were very much centered around the cafes and coffee shops as places of discourse, as places of debate, things along these lines. And one of those things that for me is always that sometimes you just need to get out, shake things up, and be out and around living people. You know, get out, change your environment, be in different kinds of spaces where you can get a little bit of that living energy, feel people around you, hear the noise, see what's going on, and just kind of get that stimulation going of creativity. And so this is one of the things I had suggested for this person was get out of your house, go, you know, go hit a coffee shop, go hit a cafe. And I was sitting here thinking about that to myself, and because I've been kind of sequestered a bit myself as of late. And it was just kind of that notion of what happens when you get out and you change your environment. Is there a good reason for why this can be helpful to us? Are there reasons why we can shift into certain kinds of environments and they're more productive than others? And so what happens, you know, anytime you start looking at something like this, you dive down the research rabbit hole. And looking down and diving into the rabbit hole of, does it really matter where you go if you're looking to shift up your environment? Yeah, there are times where just walking out and sitting on the porch to work on a project and, you know, feel nature, feel what's around me is enough. Or sometimes it is to go to the coffee shop. Sometimes it's just to go out to dinner. Sometimes it's just to go out somewhere, go walking about and see what happens just to change what's going on. Well, in diving down that rabbit hole, lo and behold, there looks like there's been research done on this. You know, why would, especially writers, why would people that are trying to be creative, why would people that are trying to develop different types of things, creative thought, well, is there an optimal place to go? Well, the answer seems to be yes and potentially no. It's one of those things where, depending on who you are, depending on your neurochemistry, depending on your neurological makeup, we don't all have that optimal place to go. But there does seem to be a lot of interesting research about the nature of coffee shops and small cafes, places like this that are have that thrumming drum of background noise, you know, clinking of dishes, coffee, you know, maybe baristas behind the counter, people running around, you know, low din of chatting and things like this, maybe even a little bit of, you know, music going on in the background. There seems to be, and there seems to be ranges for all of us, right? But There seems to be nice ranges for which coffee shops seem to fit that mold really well of places to go. It's the right blend of ambient background noise that you can let yourself get lost in and stop paying attention to, or just as easily find that stimulation, find that inspiration in what's going on around you. This versus, say, going to a bar, which tends to be louder, tends to be much more, a bit more engaged. Now, that's not always going to be true. The difference between going, say, to a small quiet wine bar with low levels of conversation is about equivalent to that notion of a coffee shop versus going somewhere with cranking loud music, lots of people, throngs going on. Obviously, that's probably going to be a little bit much for most people. I know from the days where I used to travel, I used to very easily be able to work pretty much anywhere. I learned to work sitting in airports, hotels, all over the place, right? You just sort of get accustomed to these things. And so it was one of those things that I never thought about or paid that much attention to. But over the years, it's one of those things in, like I say, writing groups, people I've worked with, being able to go places to meet and sit around and chat and have that notion of life, that notion of sociality around you has a lot of value, even if you're not really sitting there working on projects at the time. When we've had our regular meetups over the years, being able to sit down, talk about work in progress, talk about life, talk about things that are coming up, stimulates that creativity. And looking at the research, there's a lot of things here that seem to be beneficial. Even if all you're doing is going by yourself, go sit somewhere, sit in the coffee shop, sit in a little, sit in a place that has that kind of sweet spot of activity, seems to do a lot for you. And again, this is more than just writers. I mean, this works for developers. Again, I've worked in tech for a very long time. This tends to work for anywhere you need to get some creative inspiration, some focus, but you also need to kind of pull that energy. And it seems to be a lot of interesting things come out of this. First and foremost, there seems to be a sweet spot for the mind to catch certain levels of background noise, to catch kind of that sweet spot of just life going on around us. That seems to provide a certain degree of energy, creative exposure, creative excitement, mental stimulation. That notice of the difference between sitting pure quiet at home or in a corner somewhere, noise canceling headphones, drowning out any possibility of sound, seems to be counterproductive even sometimes, depending on what you're doing, what you're working on, where you're going. For other times, yeah, it may be absolutely appropriate to sit there in dead silence. But if you're trying to be creative, you're trying to find and stimulate your thoughts, you're trying to go and drive out that creativity, seems one of the benefits of doing this is that even if you aren't there with other people, the notion of other people around you, laptops open, books, notebooks, things just happening, people chatting, that notion of people are doing, people are living, people are being active is also a way of stimulating and kind of motivating us internally as to kind of work. That notion that it's not just I'm sitting here staring at my keyboard. I'm not just diving down research rabbit holes for hours on end, getting lost. There's a notion of life creating a little bit more of that sense of urgency, that sense of the drive and the need to try to produce, to try to create, to try to go and take that next step, that next leap. And it's really a lot of interesting research that talks about where these kind of sweet spots are and how you find what works best for you, how you go about determining what's the kind of work for you that works best in that kind of a living environment versus, say, sitting in the office in quiet. This is one of those things I think that we all have our preferences, and we all are going to have the way that we're wired, the things that we learn to do, the things that we adapt to do. But one of those things I would encourage everybody is if you're getting stuck, change where you're at, change your environment. Even if it's just to go out and go sit in the coffee shop for an hour, get a cup of coffee, get a cup of tea, get a little bit of caffeine going. One of the things that was interesting in looking at a couple of the research studies was that notion of it wasn't just about going to go sit somewhere that had that background in, that background life. When we look at notions of things like coffee, stimulants, teas, caffeines, even if it's not caffeinated, the act of eating, drinking as a social engagement, even when we do that by ourselves, but in more of a living space, has a big benefit for us. It's that notion of social engagement, that notion of connection to humanity, that connection to everyone around us, seems to be one of the biggest benefits that can come out of just getting out of the house and going to go work. So for those of us who frequently don't do anything but work from home most of the time, sometimes it is helpful to get out, change that environment. If you're used to working in different kinds of spaces, you're in a very physical job, you're in something where you are perpetually out and amongst people, shifting that environment and being in that stimulating environment can still help you be creative by putting you in that position where you can focus on what you're wanting to do. Because if you're used to working in a more living office type of thing, or you're used to working in retail, you're used to working in places where there's always hustle and bustle and noise, finding that right balance for you may take a little bit of time, but there seems to be a lot of value to it. And, you know, the worst case is this: if all you do is get out and mix things up a little bit and it stimulates a couple of good thoughts, or even if it's just a matter of you get to go see something inspirational, it never hurts to get out of the house. So until next time, this has been Creating Pros. I'm your host, Jim Nettles. Why don't you go mix it up a little bit and see what happens? And we'll see you again next week.